Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It took me a minute.
Are we back in session? Yes, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. Now a good time?
Now it's great. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon. With respect to these properties, I was interested in this excerpt that you got from the, it looks like that you provided from the State Tax Commission Ag Evaluation, because that may affect some other things that we've done and already do, but not all of these properties are in that classification, I don't think. I think you've got five different ones under appeal, but maybe I'm wrong. I'm sorry?
You're correct in that there are five parcels under appeal.
All right, with respect to, let's just start early here, or the first one, to 559, it's the parcel that ends in 5-001. Looks like it must be a smaller parcel.
8 acres.
I'm sorry?
8 acres.
What?
8 acres, and it's zoned commercial currently. Or, I mean, it's
8 acres?
Evaluated as commercial.
And what's the appeal on this one? It's 8 acres.
Yes.
5-001. It's 8 acres of commercial property, apparently. Or that's what it's been zoned as, or taxed as, I guess. Do you know what we're talking about on that one?
Let me pull up the property record card. It was my understanding for that parcel that it was zoned as agricultural, or at least I did not see. Let's see here.
How is it being classified for tax purposes on that one? Do we have
the impression that it was agricultural?
Is that an ag?
Given on the
no
on
production.
The property record card.
No productivity.
It's showing commercial.
It's assessed at the full market value of the on the PRC from this last year. That is $112,080, and the value is 100% assigned to the agricultural.
Okay, and that's BOE 5-001. Yeah, our sheet is saying something much different. It's got a much lower value on there. I don't know. Maybe that's something else. We're just trying to figure out.
Are we on number 559?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, let me go
there. Yeah, this.
So mine shows 112.80.
Correct.
And then assess 13450.
So this is wrong, because this is the right parcel number right here.
Uh-huh.
But it's showing this on that 8.46 acres.
For some reason, it's showing commercial for 737,000 dollars.
Mm-hmm. On the Beacon.
On Beacon.
I don't know what's Beacon.
Yeah, so
that's
I mean,
a different parcel that you're looking at.
Again, the last update on Beacon was May 16th.
Was this property split at all recently?
Not that I'm aware. No.
Okay. But we got 8 acres, and what was it last year? What was the appraised value last year?
He was at 5,000.
Prior year was
146.
Okay, that's what I've got on my sheet. So it must have.
That was last year's.
That was last year's sheet. So it went up to market value this year. Okay.
Correct.
All right.
And
it
so
looks like we are having a discrepancy, though. And I don't through the whole parcel IDs because it's pretty long, but just with the one ending in 005.001.
Right. That's what we're looking at.
Yeah, that's the one we're looking at.
That's the one we're looking at. And it looks like it probably this was a assessor's office did a land study across the county. They took land, basically comps and sales, things that happened to get their data. And in Branson school districts, for example, they took the high end and the low end of what they found, and they threw both those out. Then they used the low end of what was left, which is about $4,200 an acre. $4,356 an acre. And then they applied that, and they're trying to apply it equally to the vacant land. Now, I've seen the what you pulled out of the STC here. Go ahead. The assessor wants to say something.
So I've also seen that, and I'm not quite sure where you pulled that, because your revision date says October 1st of 2008, and the one on the internet was updated on 11/28/2016.
Okay, and what does that say? Does it say anything different?
It's all changed. So I mean, I'd have to read all that's there, but there's okay. A lot more to it. So
well, let's put it this way: because you've raised this issue, because I'm the only lawyer on the board, of course I get to go spend my free time looking up agricultural designation. So I think what I'm going to do with respect to that issue is I'm probably going to ask you to bump this to another time, another day later in this month, so that I can go look at that. Yes.
So one thing I would point out, I mean, this is all up by the lake, by the chateau. All yes. That property around there has been valued for all these
right, it's the neighborhoods pretty high values
putting in, and so the question is the valuation too high? And for the acreage that they're showing, you know, can they get that amount or more than what the assessor's department has put down?
So I kind of want to, I can't hear too well what the assessor just said, but I do want a chance to sort of just go through.
No, that's fine. We'll do that. I just was letting you know that I'm probably going to go look at this again. But anyway, yeah, please go ahead.
And I know the assessor just raised a point about maybe like what's the most updated
tax commission manual
based on this. I would say that the FTC rates that we pulled are from a period for 2019 to 2026, then regardless of, whether or not, you know, what version we're pulling from, these at least were the SEC's guidelines for right now. I mean, these are current. I do want to, just before I forget, I think from that, the one parcel we were discussing, 005.001,
yes.
I will say from the latest property record card, I'm still seeing that parcel is valued as agricultural. So maybe that might be worth double checking. I mean, it's possible that something's changed or I might have the wrong PRC. But from my understanding, I'm not seeing that as a commercial parcel.
If it's just a wooded parcel, is that all it is?
Yes.
Okay. It should be ag. I think there was something on Beacon that was incorrect possibly, but I don't know that it's here in the assessor's records or the county records.
Because we have them all as ag.
Yeah, they have them down as ag. But with respect to the new value of 112,080, I mean, did you appeal classification or value or what did you, or discrimination, what did you appeal on this? It was value in all this. Okay. So what do you feel that that eight acres is worth?
Sure. And I also have it as just a clarify. I think it's 25.73 acres, but maybe we'll have to clear that up in, after the fact here. But all it's the same appeal argument for all these, so I'll just sort of take you through. There are sort of five different parcels here. They're in two different locations, which is why we have sort of two packets of evidence. But the argument for all of them is essentially the same. We have these agricultural parcels that are predominantly wooded. I will go ahead and I'm just going to read the FTC excerpt that we pulled. I can send the full document if that would be helpful.
Well, we've seen it. In other words, let me see if I can summarize it for you. Basically, you're saying that that if it's forest land, that you don't use the productivity, test on those, that it should be graded as 6 or 7 along that line. It's primarily, but it's assigned a classification grade 6. Yeah. I mean, in other words, you're indicating to me that the State Tax Commission looks at wooded lots as, even though they're agricultural, you're not going to put a productivity test on wooded land predominantly, is what you're claiming.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, it's not necessarily a question of the productivity of it. And I believe that our client had received some notice that due to the productivity, it was being brought to market. I had talked to an assessor earlier who had sort of communicated, like, the
right
market rents for Taney County are for land that is in use, that's producing, is a little bit lower in order to offset the cost of operation. And we just wanted to, you know, one, raise the point that the SEC, as you already said, they're not really assessing land based on productivity. It's predominantly what it also, they do ascribe these rates that are very specific that we're requesting that these parcels be assessed at.
Okay, I'm gonna look at that and look at the manual that you've talked about. I'm gonna have to go look at it. We're not gonna be able to get that part of it done today. If that's predominantly the argument, I guess we just need to know. Well, I guess in all these you've got the values, but basically, are you putting the values at where they were last year?
No, they are lower than they were assessed last year, I would assume. I haven't really looked. These appeal arguments are not necessarily taken into consideration last year's assessment.
Okay.
So they've been paying $33 a year for 25 acres by Chateau on the lake.
Yeah, and in other words, it from a standpoint of valuation as to whether, in other words, what would be the fair market value of those properties. In other words, where we see our job as, of course, is to look at fair market value of the property and make sure that the assessor has not gone over what that fair market value is. That's one thing. But what's happened is that across the county, a lot of property had been classified as ag and was getting the agricultural subsidy rate, but was not being used whatsoever for agricultural productivity. And so that's the basis of the land study and what would they took out the – basically, they took the land study, grouped it by school districts, then they took prices and things that had sold, vacant land that had sold in the county, came up with high-end, low-end, and, you know, a bunch of them in the middle, threw out the highest, threw out the lowest, and then used the lowest end for the land study – on a price per acre, and they put it at $4,360 per acre. But having said that, I want to look at what you provided here because I had not seen this before, this pronouncement by the State Tax Commission, because I don't want to spin our wheels down here if that's what the Tax Commission's going to do. So
I
just need to verify something, you know, some stuff here. But if that's basically the argument on all of this, we can